It is the Happy Fucking Happy Hour podcast.
Yeah!
With the return of fucking friends.
Yes, baby!
Bring it!
Our new sponsor, of course, Jell-O Pudding Pops. Who knew what those pops were made of? Oh! Jell-O.
I don't know. It's one of them.
It's one of them. Sperm pops.
You made something that was beautiful into something that's
what
ugly.
Was beautiful? What was beautiful?
I don't know.
Jell-O fudgicles were delicious.
Oh, they are. Pudding pops are really good.
Delicious. The sugar-free ones even are good. I don't want to besmirch their good name.
He used to do the ads for Kodak, too.
Oh. I forgot about that.
And have a Coke and a smile.
That's right.
Oh,
dang. Oh, bringing down all of America.
Yeah, that's right. All those brands.
Or have two Quaaludes and a glass of water.
What is
going on?
Yeah, that's
two
a problem.
Two more women have come forward with allegations.
It's kind of a softball.
Allegations against Bill Cosby. Listen, we're all comedians. Is this how easy it is? She revealed to People magazine back in 1976, Cosby offered her a free ticket to the show. Really? It's only comedy shows.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, you know, but you know, when you're young and it's him offering it,
right?
You know, it's like the star, and you have to remember, I mean, he's a huge star.
Right.
Number one show. You've known him your whole life.
And you're young and you're trying to make contact.
Exactly. Trying to get an audition. Well, nobody look at your headshot, you know, and then I completely get.
Yeah.
Being.
I do too.
Accepting that offer. And especially lunch. I mean, what could go wrong at lunch?
Yeah. Well, with Puttin' Pop Bill.
I mean, what could be safer?
He's America's dad.
Yes. Even if he said, lick my Puttin' Pop,
you'd be like,
that was on Fat Albert.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if he said, lick my Puttin' Pop, you would actually think it was
a Puttin' Pop.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He's gotten crotchety in recent years.
Well,
He has.
Yeah, that's what people are talking about. A lot of lecturing black people.
I'm so over it with the pants down low, all that lecturing.
Yeah.
And the whole the young black kids not being respectful. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Mushmouth. From Fat Albert.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are the young black kids not carrying the cost for it?
Really?
Really? Yeah, we said it.
Particularly if all these allegations are true.
Maybe. Yes. I don't, you know what? Here's the thing. People have a problem reconciling liking somebody and then accepting that the fact that it's possible that they did something really horrible.
Yes.
Right.
The two can exist in one person.
Absolutely. And it often does.
Yeah.
Well, he's an amazing stand-up. I think there's just no way around saying
Bill Cosby
that he's one of the most amazing stand-ups of all time.
Was an amazing film.
It's the epitome
It is.
It's one of the best stand-up shows of all time. It holds up to this day.
It absolutely does.
Doesn't make him a good person.
Nope.
Well, at the first trial that he settled, there were like 13 women that were going to come forward. And this time there's been, I hate to say the smoke, there's fire thing, but...
Well, people don't lie. The statistics about lying about these kinds of crimes are very low.
Yeah.
It's like the same for any other crime. There's like a 1%
What woman would put themselves through
this? There's no upside.
Yeah.
People,
in fact,
people attack
women haven't
you.
Wanted to put themselves through.
Well, people always go, you know, of course, his people are like, oh, it's money and that, you know, because and someone with that kind of money is a target. But the thing is, it seems like they're coming forward to support each other. They're
Yes. Because I think that it is about the fact that he had these two new shows about to happen and that you can't, they're so far away. Unfortunately, the way our criminal justice system works, a lot of them, they're beyond the statute of limitations. So they can't really do anything criminally. So this is as close as you can get to some kind of like justice, it feels like.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened, but I do know is that when we start talking about 14 people.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. And here's my deal. You know who I'm concerned about is Camille.
Camille needs to pack her stuff and go.
Camille, Camille, I'm like, what is Camille doing? Is she at home being like, I cannot believe this? I'm telling
you. Does she hit him with a separate frying pan every time?
That's what I'm saying.
She got to pack and go before that money's gone.
Here's the one part I don't get, though, the latest one that he came out and said, here's two white pills. And I just took them. I'm like, I get it. Maybe it's older guy that's, you know.
Also, this is pre-roofie.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, oh, take 70s. These pills and a glass of water. And like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is 70s. People thinking it's.
People taking Quaaludes all the time.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure that it's the, you know, now I'm, every time we do a college show, what do I say to those little girls when they walk away? I'm like, keep your drink with you at all times.
Every time.
I go, stay in school and keep your drink with you at all. Take it to the bathroom.
Yep.
Okay. But I don't think people were as,
vigilant.
Yeah, and I don't know that people knew that that was happening.
Oh, yeah, listen, I was saying we started dating. It was before the internet. Like, you didn't fucking know you were dating a serial killer. You didn't know you were going to marry a Manson.
No.
You were like, there's no Google. You're like, oh, he seems nice.
But that chick knows it now. Right. She knows she's marrying Manson.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Would you like to know what Charles Manson's mother thinks, future mother-in-law thinks about the wedding?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, I would desperately like to know, Miss Stephanie Miller.
Thank you, Angela. Could we have some love music, please?
Sure.
Because you know what?
I'm so upset already.
Don't judge. It's all love. And I sort of giggle as a gay person in all the debates about...
Thank you. Just fucking Charles Manson. Really?
Thank
you. You going to revoke 300 legal marriages in Michigan? Are you kidding me?
The one guy that... we're at Montana. Just okayed gay marriage. And, you know, the guy that Randy... Quaid played in Brokeback Mountain. There's one fucking Republican guy going, fucking pig. It's like, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talked about, you know, I'm going to stand up for the family. And I'm like, you mean like
the
Manson like family
this.
Values?
Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
Because that's what. Didn't they call it the family?
Yes.
Yeah, the Manson family.
Right. Yeah.
The
Manson
family. They're
very loyal. He is standing up. That's how we should seize this issue.
That's right.
You're standing up for Manson
family
values.
Manson.
Hashtag it. Manson family values. Yes.
In fact, Manson didn't commit any murders.
No.
The family did.
He's a good delegator.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's really good at delegating.
Yeah.
Right?
And to-do lists.
So what is his future?
Were there post-its? I don't know.
Prioritizing.
A vision board?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He makes an excellent vision board.
It's colorful.
So, the woman who might become Charles Manson's mother-in-law...
Oh, my God.
...is concerned, Angela, about her daughter's engagement.
Really?
Mm. Right, but she believes the mass murderer truly loves her daughter. She's a silver lining kind of fucking mom.
No, this is what we always say. If you follow stupid home, what do you find?
Stupid parent.
That's what I'm saying. It's genetics.
Right.
This is just science. Of course, Crazy Town's mama's crazy.
Yes.
Because that's how that works. Now, Crazy Town Daddy, I want to see Crazy Town Daddy.
Yeah.
Her name's Melissa. She says he does. I really think he does.
Aww.
Like, because that is relevant.
Well, I'm going to say she don't have a lot of competition, so that helps.
Well, that's good.
I don't understand this procedure. I don't understand what kind of prison he's in where dating is like such an option.
Dating's okay.
I don't... Yeah. Understand.
They don't get conjugal visits.
Yeah, so she can't get that 80-year-old strange.
Yeah.
I don't understand how this happens.
I don't.
What happened with the Menendez brothers? The Menendez brothers both got married in prison.
Right. They did?
Yes.
Right. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But after family holidays at home, I think we should reevaluate their case.
I'm just saying. It happens.
I understand.
This is our Thanksgiving week show. It's like, good luck explaining to your relatives why you're still single and Charles Manson's fucking getting married.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you for making my life that much harder.
All right. Good luck in Detroit.
I know, man.
You already texting your mom about me. You better fucking make the macaroni and cheese because I am
She's
not.
She's teasing me. I don't remember how to make it. I was like, I'll take it out of your head manually, dude. I'll find it.
I will fucking
find that recipe.
I'll go to Radio Shack and get some kind of wire.
Everybody has a weird family dish. We get into this every Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My mom made sauerkraut. Polish sauerkraut.
Is it delicious?
Really good.
Yes. Yeah.
No,
nice.
It's not.
It was fried a bit. Yes, I burned it. But the point is...
When she made it for us, she burned it.
Well, that's because mom was supposed to make it.
Yeah. It's made in bacon grease. What's not good?
What could not work
delicious.
Right?
Delicious. That sounds... That's cabbage and bacon grease? No, that's
right?
Beautiful.
The mushrooms, onions, sautéed. It's good.
Ooh.
Dill is the ingredient.
Huh.
I wouldn't have guessed that. Everyone has some weird, fucking, freaky Thanksgiving family dish that only your family makes, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I don't get the vegetables with candy in them. I don't...
Oh, like
yams with
marshmallows.
Right. Marshmallows.
Some people don't understand how to make makes like that dish without marshmallows.
Yeah.
I think there was marshmallows made an aggressive ad campaign.
I just like
the
a baked
70s
yam.
Or 80s.
Yeah,
baked sweet potato.
Yeah, that's good too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I don't understand?
What?
Okay. I don't understand the green bean casserole.
That's a white
with
people
French,
thing.
French.
That is a white person.
That's
thing.
A white people thing.
White people make that in
with the mushroom, cream of mushrooms.
That's
food.
Fucked up.
They love that.
My mom made something called sunshine salad.
What's that?
It's a yellow jello mold with sour cream and
hey,
and walnuts.
Well, actually, that sounds actually actually kind of good.
It was weird.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It's happy.
It is happy.
Why is it only, and why is it only Thanksgiving? There's vegetables with candy. It's like, yeah. Here's some broccoli with Skittles.
Yeah.
Why?
Why no?
Why?
Why not?
Because that's what the Native Americans would have
wanted. That's right. The founding fathers.
And my mom also made marinated mushrooms. All you basically did was put button mushrooms in a container, pour Italian dressing over it, and marinate it overnight in the fridge.
Nice.
I love it.
It was really good.
Let's get back to the love story, please.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
That's going to be an awkward Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we... What's her name? Star?
Star.
Maybe we should
Polaris Star.
Maybe we should let Star carve the... No!
Well, she's
an ex.
She carved an X in her.
No, she didn't.
In her
Why
forehead.
An X?
Because that's what the Manson family did.
Yes.
Well, tic tac toe game gone awry.
She can't go to the swastika. She's not willing to go all the way.
Nope.
Well, then maybe you ain't ready to marry the man. Are you going to go all the way or not, girl? I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Maybe she took Waylon Flowers and Madam for the block.
Right. Circle gets the square.
You know.
Okay.
I really think that we should all ignore her because this is so clearly about getting attention.
It's attention.
The best thing we could do
as
a nation would be to never talk about her again.
Well, that's not going to happen now. But
I
anyway,
because I have more things to say.
She remembers being concerned when her daughter announced the engagement. That's a weird call.
Remembers?
Mom.
I remember the day my daughter said she was engaged to Charles Manson.
Oh, it's such You'll an 18-teeth one.
I was making some sunshine salad.
And I said, what the fuck now? She moved at age 19 to California near Corcoran so she could spend more time with him. Here's my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
It was Manson's work as an environmentalist that drew her daughter.
Fuck you guys. He loves the planet.
I don't care how much he recycled.
Yeah, really.
I don't care how many boxes he I don't care how much food he composts.
He breaks down his boxes, okay?
I don't care how many fabric bags he takes to the prison store. I don't give a fuck. He's a murdering crazy motherfucker. I'm sorry.
He cares about this planet. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Her mother said he's an environmentalist.
Wow!
And she's involved in his environmentalist program. It is work that involves us supporting the air, trees, water, and animals.
But not so much people.
No.
They're killable.
You can kill those
people. They're killable. They're imminently stabbable. But the environment.
Yes, we save that.
See, I did not even do the joke about how she's a cutter because that would be inappropriate and in bad taste.
But you just did.
You did.
But she didn't mean to. She was saying she wouldn't.
Right.
I can't.
Okay. By the way, she says she has a positive relationship now with her devout Baptist family and is regularly in touch with them. So they probably hate the fucking gays, but they're fine with the whole marrying the murdering fucking
I don't
psychopath.
Understand what's happened.
What has happened?
What has happened?
What has happened in the world?
There was nobody on Match or eHarmony for her.
Mm-mm.
J-Date? I don't care.
She moved to Corcoran, California to be near him.
Yes.
Right.
I don't... What's going... You raised that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's right. I blame her. I blame Melissa.
Well, where's the daddy? I gotta blame him. He's gotta get
Did we hear from the dad in that piece?
No.
Nobody talks about... Nobody ever blames the dad.
Dad not feeling chatty.
I wonder why.
Dad's just not.
Daddy wasn't feeling chatty.
That's one of those weddings where they're going to need to like.
Well, you know, there's an age difference. That's probably his main problem. He's 80. She's 26. Yeah. It's a May dismemberment kind of thing.
If there's been enough time on that one,
all right? Yeah. They're registered at Blood Bath and Beyond. Everybody,
oh!
Come on!
Really?
Yes.
It's
happy hour.
You ain't had enough drink. That's
you're right.
The
you're
problem.
Right.
You.
You're drinking that
Cheers.
Pumpkin-y
you
beer.
You need a lot of drinks to kill the bug up
that
your
you
ass.
Have up your ass. Yes.
All right. You know what? We are just having a pre-anarchy over because of the president's executive order. We have to.
You're.
He's every day is pre-anarchy.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow. Oh, by the way, what did we say today? Did Ted Cruz use the closest words we've ever heard to uppity and...
Pretty much.
Yeah. What did he say? Oh, it was close. It was
did he
like,
say northern aggressor?
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah.
Something close. Lawless, something. But I was right? Wasn't
uh-huh.
it right? I can't remember exactly.
Lawless.
This Nick Rotary.
No, it was... something
dithering
intellectual
no.
elitism. They like to throw
arrogant.
That around.
Yeah.
No. It was very close to uppity. was very. Well,
when black people read, it's chaos.
It is.
It's chaos.
It throws everything out of whack.
It's just chaos. And I, for one, we get ideas. Mm-hmm. It's bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Of course, we don't marry Charles Manson.
Yeah.
There's that.
But.
Well, we got to start looking at ourselves.
Just saying, a lot of all these mass murders, white. All these little chicks.
Yeah.
All the Menendi groupies, white. Just saying.
Yep.
Okay.
We got the crazy.
Right. However, you know what Nevada has? Well. Allow Nevada's new assembly speaker to tell you about gays, Latinos, darkies, and Dems.
Did he say darkies?
Assembly speaker.
Yes, he did.
In Nevada.
I caught that.
Heard some before Dems. It sounded like darkies. Was it sharkies?
No.
The taco place?
Was it malarkey?
No.
Oh, that was like, oh, it's malarkey.
No. It will shock you to know it's a Republican.
You know,
For the first time since 1985, the Republicans have control of the Nevada Assembly. Mm-hmm. And to lead their coalition, they have designated Ira Hansen.
Oh, Ira.
Oh, Ira. Good.
I like speaker. The name Ira, too. Me and too. This is upsetting.
Yeah, he's
that.
Well,
Ira sounds like a great dentist. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Ira, he'll take care of you.
Why is it when there's some sort of bigot? It's just they get everybody. Everybody gets the shrapnel, the gays, the Latinos, Democrats. It's all the same.
I do like a. But this is the thing. They're not specific.
No.
You know?
No.
It's just generalized hate.
Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It's. Anyway, he had this to say. The relationship of Negroes. and Democrats is truly a master slave relationship.
What?
With the benevolent master knowing what's best for his simple minded darkies.
I feel a road trip coming on.
See how they feel like they get away with that? It's Democrats that think of them as dark. It's not me saying
no,
it.
No, no.
It's Democrats.
Nobody else has said it, but I'm saying it because they would say it, even though they haven't said it.
I'm going to say it because they can't say it. I'm just going to say it for them.
What?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay,
that is awesome.
You are the only one that has procreated among us, Francis. So
breeder.
Yeah.
Fucking breeder.
I fucking hate breeders.
Fucking breeder.
Just following the master race's plan.
It's about education, was what his point was, I guess. For American blacks, being denied choice and forced to attend the failing and inferior government school system is a form of involuntary servitude. Let's call it what it truly is, educational slavery.
Forced to
go to school?
School?
You know what?
That was the good part about slavery. We weren't forced to go to school.
That black people should just drop out of school and not do
what
the man, because the man wants them to be educated.
Yeah, because, but the white kids, the school is, it's different.
It is different.
They're not into educational slavery when they have to go, because the law applies to them too. Your kids have to go to school. But for some reason, when black people read, it's like being enslaved. Which brings me back to a point I like to make, which is slavery wasn't like that.
No.
No. It was not.
Stop comparing.
You know
it
was like slavery?
Crazy.
Slavery, right. You fucking assholes. Stop comparing.
Thank you. I've been to the library a lot, and never once have I picked a bale of cotton. Never once.
Mm-mm.
On your Kindle, do they ever go, do you want to pick cotton?
Nope, never.
Want to get beat by mass?
Nope.
Want to lose a foot, Toby?
Mm-mm.
No, because you want to read a book? Fine. Very different activities.
Very, very different.
I'm just saying.
Wow, it's not often we have such an educational moment on the Happy Hour podcast.
Reading is fundamental and not slavey.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
All right.
Not slavey. You know, Frangela gets here and it's the Twitter memes just start flying out the door.
I can't believe he said that.
Here is my point about when people are, you know, ist, as in sex, ist, race, ist.
Uh-huh.
All the ists are the same. Texas restaurant apologizes to customer who complained that a faggot ruined his meal.
By just being all faggoty and shit?
Yeah, he was being faggy. Why does he have to be so fucking faggy? He can be a fag. Why does he have to be fucking faggy?
Take umbrage. Gays make everything better.
Right?
I don't understand this critique.
Gay people make everything better.
You know, we were talking about the immigration debate and the executive order. And we were talking about the film A Day Without a Mexican, how LA would shut down.
Yep.
A day without a faggot in Los Angeles? Oh my God.
Come on.
You see how fucking Angelina Jolie looks, motherfuckers.
Yes. Yeah. Seriously?
You try to get a decent Chardonnay up in here.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's right.
You're not going to be able to do anything. Pick a cheese. Shit. A color. A swatch. This land would fall into disrepair.
Absolute chaos.
Without the gays.
Yeah, you get your wedding coordinated if you can.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Please.
Well, I don't
fucking
like
wedding will be Chuck E. Cheese.
That's
asshole.
Right.
Your hair is going to look like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some bullshit.
Some bullshit. Thank you.
Made his lunch bad. I'll show you a bad ass.
You want a
lunch.
Bad lunch? I can give you a bad lunch.
Okay. Everybody's hair would look like Kate Gosselin's.
I mean,
seriously? And a gay man would just sit back and be like, ha, 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 ha.
Like, yeah,
all that ratchetness.
Yeah, you did fucking wear those shoes with that.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, God.
Plus, who's going to work us out, keep us in shape? This is a horrible plan.
I know.
This is,
upset them.
The headline is, a gay server at Texas restaurant was shocked when his manager apologized to a customer who complained about the faggot ruining his meal.
Manager didn't stick up for him?
No.
When a customer at a restaurant complains to management that the gay man who served them was too much of a faggot for them to enjoy their meal, the last thing those people deserve is an apology, but that's what a customer received at a Houston, Texas restaurant. 19-year-old Blake Butler, a server at Kelly's Country Cookin'? Yeah, in Houston.
Oh, that
feels
yeah.
Hurt and angry after his manager actually apologized to a customer who complained about his flamboyance. He said, I don't want to listen to a faggot through my whole meal.
Then you should shut up.
Yeah.
What the hell is this problem?
I don't understand that level of crazy, because to me it's like, right. The racism and the isms in general, like, so let me get this straight. You don't want to be served by a gay person, but slavery was cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand who can serve you correctly. What makes for a good meal when you're a racist?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'd like somebody to come up and shuffle up to me in some white gloves.
I mean,
and like an old Negro,
you know.
Hopefully.
Do that little
shuffle. And ducks and tails.
I need Paula Deen to be my wedding planner.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand. It's so disgusting to me that anybody would apologize.
Yeah.
Like, reprehensible to
really?
Me.
Really? That's what the correction is. I apologize for the faggot that was being too faggy while serving you.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry. We should have kicked you out immediately.
Right.
Although, it was a place called Kelly's Country Cookin'.
I don't care if it was Kelly's Country.
You don't say it.
Don't say Kelly's a cunt.
Say it.
Like, Kelly's a fucking cunt.
I don't care.
This is what you do.
I would already change that sign to Kelly's Cunty Cookin'.
Yes! That's what I was going.
You don't understand that once you've opened that door with Francis, it's really bad.
You don't let the beast out.
Oh, did I release the cunt beast?
Here we go.
Francis, in your opinion.
Here we go. Oh, if there are children around, just get them away.
In your opinion, who is the cuntiest cunt that's ever cunted?
Oh, the cuntiest cunt that's ever cunted.
That's hard.
That's a hard. Who would I say that, girl?
I don't know, because you like a lot of.
Yeah. I like a lot of cunt.
I don't know. Whoever?
Yeah.
Who could. Well.
Because she would know who I've complained about.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't. But it's hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah.
Who do we dislike?
Yeah. That could be male or female, too.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's his name who said black people, that stuff?
The new Nevada Assembly Speaker?
He's definitely on that list.
He's on the cunt list.
Manson.
You know what he would call it? He would say you're an oversensitive darkie for that.
You know why? Because I've been reading too much.
Yep. You all uppity.
I'm uppity. I've been reading. And I can write, too. What? More than just make my mark, even.
Yeah. What? I could do equations.
Hello. I got a BA from University of Michigan.
Yes, you do.
I'm uppity as all hell.
Mm-hmm.
They can't take it back.
So, Francis, you have no answer to.
I have no. It'll come back to me. All right. I'll tell you.
It's hard. That's a hard
one.
I'm
going to give you my cunt list later.
She's going to give us her cunt list by the end of this.
Yeah, I know.
I never liked Tipper Gore. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's a.
Wow.
I know. Well, but this is because she hated Prince and she did that music stuff.
Yeah.
So I've always had a lingering hate for Tipper.
Mm. Right.
Well, I know that seems weird.
Who can hate him? He's like a little teacup Yorkie when you step on him. He's just really like.
Prince is a genius. So I always had, an issue with her.
Yeah.
But.
Don't you feel like
she's
just,
certainly
she's
not
like, he's like this big.
I'm
sorry. Did I step on you? I'm sorry.
Exactly. Love it. She's not the cuntiest, though.
No.
No.
Nicki Minaj. She's, I don't like her.
No.
Who?
No.
Nicki Minaj. I don't like her.
If you separate her from her ass, they're two different people.
Well, her ass is fine.
Yeah.
Her ass does its job.
Listen, booty's back. Booty's back.
That's
we've been talking about this.
Yeah.
But when her head speaks, it's awful.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it when she speaks. Yeah.
When
yeah.
she has thoughts, they're dirty and wrong.
Well, ass is like back, in case you haven't noticed. It's, you know, people are getting, like, ass implants.
Yes,
and
yes.
Horrible ones. Mm-hmm. With Fix-A-Flat.
Well, yeah. People put Fix-A-Flat in their ass.
I'm all about that base. I got no trouble.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
You know what
true.
I'm fucking saying, Angela.
That's true. Why? Do you think you sit behind a desk? Because that would distract
right?
people.
I'm all about that ass. Bound down out. No.
You people can't see it, but it's off the chain.
It really is.
Okay. Speaking of which, hey, you know who's a cunt? The original Barbie, who did not look like a real woman. Normal Barbie is going to be... She's the shit. Isn't she the shit? Normal Barbie.
She
will have acne, cellulite, and stretch marks.
Mm. Why's she got to have all of them at the same time? Can't she age a little bit? But
It's the long awaited...
The long-awaited...
Look at her. She's like, oh, hey.
She still looked too cute.
Yeah. She's soccer mommy.
Yeah. She's the long-awaited normal Barbies are finally available for pre-order, a doll that has the body of an average American woman, Chris.
Well, yeah, but wasn't Barbie a teenager?
Why well, she it's hard to tell because she had the dream house and then Ken got the car.
And she had those actual snatch. And,
yeah, like it's her age was really, like, they didn't want to really get
it
into
was
that.
Amorphous.
So does this one have a snatch?
No.
Who can say?
No.
Just the stretch marks.
Well, the dolls.
Or that makes her attractive.
The dolls will come with... acne, cellulite, stretch marks, and more. Mm-hmm. Buyers can pre-order a sticker package that will allow owners to add and remove marks that include freckles, glasses, blushing, adhesive bandages, moles, temporary tattoos, stitches, scrapes and scratches,
stamps,
bruises, casts,
stamp.
Scars.
Stitches is disturbing.
Mosquito bites, grass, dirt stains.
Mm-hmm.
In case you've been in like a Palin family drunken brawl.
Do we have to aim so low? I mean,
yeah, Barbie was...
You know what they said? These people who made this thought, they were like, oh, you want a regular ass bitch?
Okay, fine.
Oh, you want
right,
a bitch?
Okay,
I'll tell
fine.
You what.
We're going to take you down. We're going to take you to an episode of Cops. Yes. We're going to take you to an episode of Cops.
Yes.
Okay.
She gonna have stretch marks. She gonna have stitches.
Tats all over
stitches. Okay.
She gonna be stabby.
Okay.
She gonna have a record.
Stabby.
She's not gonna be able to drive.
Mm.
You know, Ken's gonna have a DUI.
You want stabby Barbie.
No,
Barbie.
No, you won't real. I give your
sick.
Ass. It's
we
real.
Sick of this critique.
I'm sick. Mm-hmm. Call Shirley mm-hmm. and tell her to get in here and bring them damn dolls.
That's right. Skipper gonna sleep with her boyfriend.
Yes.
How you like it now? Are we back to fantasy time?
Stabby Barbie will cut a bitch.
She will cut a bitch.
A bitch. Okay.
She'll fucking
Ken
cut a bitch and marry a Manson.
By 15 women. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No wonder she has the stitches and the scars.
Yeah, she's
all stabby.
Yeah. She's gonna have a C-section scar. Everything.
How about that?
Everything.
How about that? She got bad roots.
Yeah.
How about that?
Bad roots.
How about that?
She's gonna have a Tony Perm.
Are we done with this?
A Tony Perm.
Oh my God, we saw one today. It was horrible.
A what? Will she have a what?
A Tony Perm.
Tony
perms.
You know the home perms. Oh. Like a lilt perm.
I saw a woman walking down the street with one today, and I was like, oh my God, where's the time portal?
Home perm.
Yeah. Like it was bad.
Yeah. My mom. Well, I've told this story. My mom gave me a home perm right the day of the prom.
I'm sorry.
And I looked exactly like Link from Mod Squad. Which is fine, but not for, you know, a Catholic girl from Buffalo.
And
at the same time, she had ripped my fucking, this roller here, she ripped out all my hair. So I had,
like little
this.
Doll.
Yeah,
you know,
like
you,
stubs. I had stubs. I had little
chop
fucking
off
stubs.
A doll's hair.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, little stubs.
Yeah.
My mom, fucking typical Republican liar, I said, Mom, what is that? And she said, oh, dear, I had that when I was your age, too.
After my mother ripped off my
lying sack of crap.
Oh my God. And then I had done one of those like orange tans because right ironic little white girls in Buffalo just I
you want to be tan.
You want color. You want a little color.
And they hadn't perfected bronzer in the
70s.
No.
So yeah.
No, it was made at a DPD
so,
then.
No, you look like you would put it into some shake and bake.
They were open the door and my boyfriend went, "Oh."
Wow.
Wow.
All you have to say is I don't want to have sex tonight.
Yeah.
Wow, it's big. It's wow. He was talking about my hair. Oh, wow. That's nice.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Come on.
This is why we go to professionals.
Yes, that's exactly why.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
We, listen, I know, you know, hair is a whole thing. Tashina Arnold, as you know, who mm-hmm. you love, mm-hmm. was here last week.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And because we were talking about what's the inappropriate line to cross during sex. Mm-hmm. And she said when her husband pulls her weave, that's too much. It's too much. It's too much. It's do not touch mm-hmm. that.
There are, mm-hmm. well, I believe in getting approval on all actions.
Right.
Yeah. I've told Angela this. I said, now, here's my problem.
Right.
This is ridiculous. Here's the deal. Like, if you get approval the first time, do I have to get approval the again? Second
yes.
time again?
Yes,
and I
so
said no.
Crazy.
I you know.
Might not be in the same mood. Okay. Might not.
Yeah, but she's like, if you know said what? Yes, once.
You know what, Francis? You might not feel like you're a bad fucking girl that time.
You're like,
you might have. You might have only thought you were a dirty little whore the last
well,
time.
See, but for me, I'm like, no, that's what you are all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a Lifetime movie. That is so. You need help.
I do.
No means no.
Oh God.
I know. It's
if you're my fill in the blank one time, that's mm-hmm. what you always are. In like,
I need up to date minute by minute reports.
You do.
I need yeah. check-ins.
You don't. You know executive. No executive orders for you.
That's yeah. right. I need everybody to say where they're at this particular second.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know. No. Angela needs that like NASDAQ crawl. Mm-hmm. moment to moment,
right,
where
right.
we are.
I don't like surprises.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Right, because there's a line, right? We've talked about this where, you know, talking dirty is good to a point, and then you're like, oh, now you've
crossed the line.
Yeah.
Now you've really ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be really careful with that
yeah.
stuff.
No, you can't go too far from
that. I am not a dirty French whore with clap. See, now you
there
see
we
what you've
go.
Done. Yeah. See what you fucking done now.
I mm-hmm. love the French.
God damn it.
The point is.
Yes.
And their clap.
Here's what we can have.
What?
We can have temporary vacation breasts.
Huh?
By 2016, yes.
Mm-hmm. Vacation titties?
Offering, yes, vacation titty, Francis, thank you. You offering women the ability to test drive breast implants led this, he invented InstaBreast, a lunchtime lift offering instant breast enlargement that lasts 24 hours.
Interesting.
And then it's like Cinderella. Oh, my tits are gone.
I think we're getting back to the Fix-A-Flat thing here.
Yeah. How right. does this doesn't yeah. sound like it's. Healthy. Right.
It would okay, but now he's doing it last like 2 to 3 weeks. It would work out for vacation or you know
your wedding,
spending, right? Wedding,
right?
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Why are these? Sorry, why are times you need titties and then times you don't?
I mean, right. Right.
Yeah. You're smuggling drugs right. across the border.
Yeah.
Right. Or you need a new job or
get out of yeah. a speeding ticket. Right. I don't know. You know, there are times.
Right.
Okay.
He says it would also help women who are thinking of getting permanent breasts to see right. what it'll actually you know. Feel like in the weight.
I would like to see people get to have that experience because I do feel that people make a lot of bad choices.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I've seen some choices where I go, that you wow. couldn't have meant for that to be so close to your chin.
Yeah.
That couldn't have been.
That could not have been your original intention.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
So that's good, but I'm concerned about the materials.
Yeah. Well, I hope it just reabsorbs. I mean, it's amazing what people can do now, I guess, you know? I mean, because if you can get extended. On your lashes, I guess you can get some new titties.
Yeah, but those are but
external.
See, now, those
we
are
can
external.
Land a fucking comet on a right.
Yes.
Well,
so we can. You can have. You can have fucking lunchtime titties.
My question now is: yes. Can we do extended dick?
Right.
Why because not? If
now
you can,
you're talking.
Now I'm talking.
Yeah.
Now that's some business.
That is got my attention.
Dick. That's the hashtag.
Because let's get the extended
dick
going. Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
What's right. name?
Now, my concern is, what are they putting in there
yes.
to plump them up so that it plumps back down
right.
in 24 hours?
Hey, Dream Killer, because, what's up? Don't ask so many questions. Well,
there's a practicality here.
Yeah, Dream Killer.
Is it Fix-A-Flat?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe. You know, everything has to go somewhere. Matter can neither be created nor destroyed. It's a law of physics. It's natural at some point. Mm-hmm. All of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, arsenic is natural, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's temporary. What are all these questions?
Now, we discussed...
If Angela's in charge of
yeah,
the
I think
FDA.
Monsanto said the same
questions
thing.
Questions about? Let's just questions. Enjoy
yeah.
it.
Monsanto yeah. said the same thing. Don't ask so many questions.
Yeah, man, enjoy these titties.
Yes.
Enjoy these titties.
Titties.
Yeah, enjoy
this corn. We're going to kill every bee in the world.
Don't complicate beautiful things. Titties.
Titties. That's my that's what everybody should say when they get in trouble. But look at these titties.
Look at these titties. Come on.
Yes.
Let's all calm down. What's up?
His titties. All right. It's the answer to everything.
Could help a lot
now,
of
we discussed last time how we actually, I don't think we met, but we were all both on the Oxygen Network.
Yeah.
Yes.
At the same time. When it basically first started.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did Hey Moni, and I
yeah,
did
show.
However many shows were canceled. Yeah. Pure Oxygen and I've Got a Secret.
I've Got a Secret ran for a very long time.
Yes, mm-hmm. it did. It was fun. Anyway.
With Jim J. Bullock.
I love her. I love
her. And Terry Garr. It was hilarious. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my point is, so we talked about our 6 degrees of Oprah because that's how we write.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just love this story because we have an Oprah connection. Oprah Winfrey only agreed to be in Selma after learning her character used to watch her talk show while eating tuna sandwiches. She appears as civil rights activist Annie Lee Cooper in the drama based on Martin Luther King's 1965 right. Selma to Montgomery voting rights marches, during which Annie punched Selma Sheriff Jim Clark.
You go.
But here's why she didn't want to do it, because she said, I don't want to always be a person who hits someone. And she actually does, right? Color right. Purple.
Bam.
Boom.
Right?
Yep. Right.
And then the butler, didn't she hit mm-hmm. her son?
I haven't seen 12
that
years of
butler. Butler gave you everything you... Give me a... Right? Mm-hmm. It's everything you are today.
Well, she has she made herself a god. It's kind of hard. What do God, Zeus, does he ever hug anyone?
No,
I
smites.
Mean, he smites.
He smotes and right. smites.
Yeah. No, but I think she's right. She has. She said, I'm not going to do that. In every movie, I have to punch somebody out.
I like that.
Right.
You know what? I want to see Oprah in a rom-com. I want to see her in Dirty Bosses.
Oh yeah, or like
yes.
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. Horrible
or
Bosses.
Yeah. Oh, she would. But this thing, well, I don't think she would do it.
Yeah.
So aren't we all glad we can now make fun of Oprah?
Yeah.
All those years where you couldn't.
No.
And now we're free. We's free.
We's free.
You told Oprah to hit me.
We say that all the time, actually.
What'd you say?
We say, we told Harpo
from Color Purple.
All the time.
From Color Purple. I didn't even think of that until she brought it up. She does. She hits everyone.
You
in every
told
movie.
Harpo to, and they fight. Harpo, yeah. She fights yes, Harpo right. after that for a long time. Yeah. Then she gets sick of it. She's yep. like, I'm
yeah.
done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know how that is because you know what I said to Oprah the first time I met her? I said,
Flynn.
Because yeah. you know what it is? You sense the Oprah before you see
yes.
her.
Oh, yes.
There is yep. a feeling in the room. There is mm-hmm. a frisson. There is a...
yes.
Yep.
And then the waves part and you're like...
yeah.
It's a moment that you can't
yep.
mm-hmm. yeah.
function in correctly.
Right.
Yeah. Except now it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now we're talking shit about it.
Yeah.
When I lived in Chicago, I dated an Oprah producer.
Really?
I don't think I've ever told you this.
Oh, you did not. Oh.
He took me on a tour of he took me on a tour of Harpo Studios, and I did feel the Oprah-ness of the
yeah.
entire place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually, we have one of our only pledges between us based on Oprah.
Yes, we did.
She did an episode of our cartoon. She did voiceover for one of our episodes.
No!
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And we weren't there. She did it in her right. studios and they sent it to us. But they sent us the outtakes, which are of Oprah being extremely professional. There's nothing interesting about the outtakes. It's like her just doing the lines.
Yeah.
Right. Let me try that again. But it's a really funny episode where we have a dream slumber party mm-hmm. with Maya Angelou and Oprah, and mm-hmm. we do Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board with them.
Yes.
And I think it's a really funny episode. But,
right.
But we went, they gave us tickets to the show, and so we went to the show, and they have all the breaks in right. real time, and I wanted to say, to introduce us, but Frances wouldn't let me. She's like, because they had said afterwards we'd get to meet her, but I was like, but let me. And she was like, "No, Angela, we're going to do that first." But of course, that didn't happen.
Yeah,
right.
She got too busy.
She got too right. busy and got rushed out. And Frances looked at me and said, "Mark this on your calendar. I will never again stop you."
It was April 26th. I remember the day.
She said, I will never again stop
ever
you.
Ever stop you from doing one thing you think you should do?
Because we were in the audience. I was like, "Let me just say, we're the people from the cartoon. We're Frances and Angela from Hey Moni."
Yeah. Right.
And because I was like, who knows if that thing's going to happen after the show?
Yeah.
And, and she was like, well, and it didn't happen. So we actually didn't meet her, but she did do our cartoon.
Oh,
yeah.
And we had another pilot with them.
We had a pilot with Own.
With Own. Not, that was a little while ago.
A little while ago. Yeah.
But that had us doing jobs we didn't want to do, and so it was icky.
Yeah, we were cleaning
Oh, like a dirty jobs kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
We were at a sewage plant. Mm-hmm. Like, these are things that we don't do.
No.
Yeah.
No, the frangela does not.
No.
Yeah.
I like a truffle cheese.
Yeah, I do too.
You know what I mean? Nice?
Like, delicious. Oh, my provided God, a delicious truffle cheese.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You don't get that in the sewer.
You really don't.
No.
No, you don't. Angela, I know you are a big Hillary girl, so
Hillary.
You'll be shocked to hear that Hillary Clinton apparently is thinking about running for president, and...
What?
Yes. According to NBC News, expected to announce in January that she will run for president.
Nice.
Interesting. Democratic operatives close to Clinton are also beginning to consider what is expected to be one of the top challenges for her, distancing herself from an increasingly unpopular President Obama, without offending voters, particularly African Americans who elected him twice. The other challenge will be casting her as a candidate of the future because they keep saying she's too old, which I think is going to blow up on them.
Which is the most ridiculous thing in the world. How the hell old is John McCain?
Right.
I don't even want to hear it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They keep bringing up people who own slaves.
Yes.
I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. How long did I have to wait for Strom Thurmond to die?
A long time.
A long time.
And let me tell you something.
I celebrated every year. I celebrated
right.
every year. Strom Thurmond's dead. All those final slaves got freed.
Yeah.
They got freed.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking hypocrite. Anyway.
She too old. Whatever. And they try to push up that Jeb Bush like that's
that,
gonna
but happen. There is that thing, and I lost my shit, as you know, Chris, during this last about the Democrats distancing themselves from Obama and his record, which is fucking spectacular.
I know.
I feel like Hillary's got to be careful with.
I don't know what's wrong. I don't understand.
I think pundits. You know what? I think sometimes that, and we're at a very. Very far edge of the punditry circle for Angela. In case you're unaware, we're not in the middle.
It's the punditry circle,
and we're like orbiting like Uranus.
You're
something.
Like Uranus.
You know I mean?
You are Uranus.
Like,
yes, you are.
We're not like Wolf's second call.
Yeah.
So, but it feels like that they get into their own. Like all these political discussions, all these articles are taking place at a level that the people aren't at because they keep hearing how Obamacare is wildly unpopular, yet they. Overshot their enrollment guidelines, their enrollment expectations hugely.
Right.
You know, I keep hearing that people don't want this, yet they voted for, you know, minimum wage increases.
Yes.
You keep hearing this stuff, but that's not what people do.
Right.
And so I think the reality is it's all this like upper sphere talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think it actually is what people are thinking.
I do. The mainstream media wants to, it makes me want to put I don't really know, like some sort of, what would be a
Bill Cosby cocktail. Is it too early? You can tell me and I'll stop.
Yes, Bill Cosby pudding pop up my stage. Do you know what I'm saying? They make me cry because you don't. There's remember the two sides caller today. Oh, both sides do it.
Yeah.
No,
they don't.
Fucking don't.
No,
they don't. Really fucking don't.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. This is what I'm gonna say. Democrats need to grow some fucking nuts.
Yes.
Or some fucking balls. Or a womb. Or a fucking womb.
Because push out a baby, bitches.
Yes, right.
That's what I'm
saying.
And
this is what I'm gonna say.
I'm not gonna do
this
it.
This is my problem. Be who the fuck you are.
Preach.
I need you to be.
Shut the fuck up. Stop being Republican.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Be strong.
Strong.
Back.
That's right.
Just say what you mean.
Say what you mean.
What do I always say?
Ask
for what you want. Say what the fuck you mean.
Yeah.
That's our mantra. Say that's hashtag. Say
Freebird.
What you,
yeah.
Freebird. Ask for what you want. Say what the fuck you mean. That's all. And really, I won't fault you. Like, I would rather be in a situation where somebody says, I don't trust young black men, than goes through all these machinations to get around that. And it's all BS. And then we can really address racism and the issues surrounding it.
Yeah.
Right.
But when we sit there and people try to act like that's not what we're talking about.
Right.
That's where it's frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is stupid. This is a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
but you know, but if, as Democrats, this is my problem. The reasons why nobody went out to vote is because nobody is saying who you are.
Right.
And also they kept telling us it didn't matter if we voted.
Yes.
I'm so, let me tell you, we're in on CNN every day on Twitter. Every day we try to, cause this is the thing, CNN, I expect you to do some news.
Yeah.
You know, a Fox, they're going to do what they're going to do.
Sure.
They're following their agenda.
Right.
You know,
right.
MSNBC, I don't, you know, whatever. But CNN, like, they, all of the pre-election coverage was like, the Democrats are going to lose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why vote? Why bother?
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like they're complicit in I'm sick of it in these stories that aren't actually news.
Yeah.
But like, how much would you love it if Hillary went, yeah, I'm running for fucking president. What?
Yes. I mean, that'd be the best thing. Ever. I want to, you know,
the whole speech.
Just what I want to do. I want to be Hillary's hype, bitches.
Yeah,
that's what he wants.
We'll stand behind her. And go, yeah.
Yeah.
To everything she says.
Listen, I think there's going to be a huge female vote. I mean, honestly, for Hillary, because you go, it is time.
There are more of us.
And when they throw that shit about she's too old, it's like, yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Not having
Let's found vaginas for Hillary. Let's
go.
I'm telling you, I just
snatch
want
for
it.
Hillary.
Snatch for
I
Hillary.
I just want it. I didn't think Obama would happen. And now I'm like, I'm going to get me a bitch up in that house.
Oh, I listen.
And Bill would make such a good first husband.
Do you remember how many calls I took? What? How many black people call my show? He said, oh, you fucking silly, lame-ass white girl. This country's never going to elect a black man. I'm like, you motherfuckers. Because I took a lot of shit.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, I know. He is the one.
I didn't think it would happen. I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't have given you shit because I like you. You give me truffle cheese.
No, I said, I said Obama's. I was Obama from day one.
She went too.
I love Hillary. It was not her time. I agree with Oprah. It was not her time. Yeah. It was Obama's time.
Yep.
And now it's her time.
Be clear. Do any of us think that ISIS would be a threat if Hillary was in charge? I don't.
No.
I really don't. You're right.
I think Hillary would be tougher, in there like crazy.
She'd be tougher on foreign policy.
Yeah, she really would. She'd be like, okay, these are Nazis. Let's just stop them.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. I think that she would
take care of them. If Hillary said pull out, you'd fucking pull out.
Yes. That's what I'm screaming.
Mm-hmm. Well, she'd cut your dick off.
Right?
Me.
Yeah, I will cut your dick off.
With her mind. With her mind. She got like the Vulcan technique.
I know.
You know, plus the Kegels.
Yeah. She's been doing Kegels. You think so?
She's
like stoned down.
Let me tell you
something
about that pant. That pantsuit is hiding some muscle.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like WWF down there.
Yeah, it is.
She could probably strangle you with a pinky toe.
That's right.
Yeah.
That bitch hard. I like her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on down there. Let's see what happens.
I would stand behind her happily and just go, yeah,
yeah,
for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What she saying?
Did you hear it? That's all we
do. You would be her block up. That's all we do. You'd be her block
totally
up.
Be yeah. Mm-hmm. Up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Preach. Why aren't you clapping? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Uh-huh. You better get to work.
Is that a job?
You're mm-hmm. fucking awesome. You two are the
I love you guys.
Shit.
We
You're
love you too.
You know what? Let's end as we always do on people fucking animals because I think.
When is going to stop?
Because I just need Angela to do that. She always does the.
So
face
upset.
Plant? No.
No, face palm.
Face palm.
So
okay,
upset.
College student was super stressed out, so he fucked a sheep.
Yes, it happens.
You
no. happening?
It does.
You two are highly terms happening. Okay, it's stressful.
You two are highly educated. You know how it is. You got a fucking.
Damn it.
Sometimes you just get a school.
You're
you can just
in the middle of
the
exams.
Number one, sometimes you just get a hankering for some you. Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay, wait. All right. You gonna start with a hankering before you even get to the stress?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, it was number one. Yes, it was stressful.
They don't make Xanax.
I don't understand.
I am stressed out a lot. I've never been like, you know what?
No, it could really relieve this neck pain.
He taking advanced chem or something. You know.
Well, you don't have any sheep that are handy. You have coyotes.
If I lived in Fresno.
Are there sheep everywhere in Fresno?
A student at Fresno State University.
Travis is from Fresno. We should ask him. Are there sheep roaming the streets there?
Some people raise sheep.
Hey, sheep fucker. What's happening?
But Fresno State has the agriculture school.
All right. Agriculture school. That's what that was fun.
Animal husbandry is what
that is. I understand because everybody knows that sheep are notoriously slutty.
I'll teach you who's your daddy.
They were asking for it.
I'll teach you
what. Yeah,
okay.
What I want.
Exactly. What the
bent
right?
over a pinball machine?
What the fuck?
Yeah, hello.
That's was, the sheep, was he? Was the sheep shorn really tight? A student at Fresno State University who was really stressed out and also a little drunk. Let's not judge here on the Happy Hour podcast.
Not
Let's
while
not.
We're drinking.
Was discovered by police with his pants down fucking a sheep.
What? I'm dick dude.
So he was in the middle of.
He was in mid fuck.
Yes. Who? Okay. Number one, that's rude to come up on
somebody called it in. I'm hoping somebody called it in. And they're like,
he had been ratted out by a fellow student. Tied
you
up.
Gotta get here.
Who
that's
said
so
she?
That is so fucking.
You would do that?
Oh my god! I call the police constantly. I am the most.
I think there's someone fucking a sheep.
But I'm sorry. This is a non-emergency unless you are in fact a sheep.
She said she heard strange noises coming from the Fresno Sheep Unit.
The Fresno Sheep Unit? What is the Fresno Sheep Unit?
It's similar to the Harvard Sheep Unit, but it doesn't have as big of an endowment.
Right.
Yes. So,
and we wasted the endowment.
Okay. Shit, Republicans. What?
Right. What? He initially told police he'd come into the Fresno Sheep Unit to wrestle. Is that how your gay life started, Chris? Like, oh, we're just wrestling.
No, you know
oh
how.
Oh, my God, is my dick in his.
You know how my gay life started.
Oh, you, well, we discussed this last week. No, he ate a woman out, had a yeast infection.
Oh! Sometimes, you know, we want to come back here all the time, but sometimes I'm grateful that we missed an episode.
You cannot miss an episode. You cannot.
You know what? You gotta be who you are.
I'd be straight now.
Well, it happened.
Did she know?
I
you know what?
You
already talked about
it. We were both really, really drunk.
Okay. I know. Pina coladas and things happen
in the rain. I like pina coladas.
Hey! Stuff just happens.
I like yeast in my mouth.
I had to get a prescription mouthwash.
Did you really?
To kill it.
At some point, you know what he said?
Is this a problem enough that a team of scientists?
No, you know, at some point he goes, you know, the only thing that will cure this dick in my mouth for the rest of my life.
And it worked.
Right.
And it worked.
I haven't had a yeast infection
right?
since.
Hello.
There you go.
Solve that one.
Yeah. Bam. Okay. Let's move on. Okay.
Deal with that later.
Okay. I'm still upset about the sheet okay. Situation. So he said about that it was wrestling at first. Is
you know, playful wrestling.
Whatever. Okay. He then changed his story, explaining he was looking to blow off some steam.
Right.
He said he was stressed over his midterms and he came over to the sheep unit to beat and punch some animals. So
that's not better. That's worse.
No.
You know what?
But then the officer said
that made me upset.
That actually makes me upset.
No, this part's not so bad. This part's a little kind of love. But then the officer said he saw him holding the sheep down and everything else he was doing. And the student admitted to the officer, "Yes, I was fucking a sheep." But it was his first time. It was his first time. It was his first
yeah.
With the sheep or in general?
No.
You don't believe his first time was the time he got caught?
First time? Oh, hell no.
We never believe that. The first time you do something kinky, you got caught?
No. You've been doing that for a while.
That's
hello,
right.
You have yeah. Thank
you,
baby.
You just
know what
haven't
I mean?
Been caught yet.
That's right.
That's
I'm feeling stressed. I don't know what to do. Should I have sex with a woman? No, I'm gonna go fuck a sheep. No,
I've been having a beer and maybe listening into some U2. Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
Some heavy metal, okay?
Like, go to the gym, whatever you're into.
Some Metallica and lifting weights.
Right?
I mean, having a doobie.
No.
Yeah.
Sheep fucking the answer. In a bunch of places.
The student then asked officers, "Am I going to be expelled for this?"
Did they expel him?
He was arrested, so yes, the answer is probably yes. You probably will be expelled for fucking a sheep. So that's...
Wait, I was arrested and I wasn't expelled.
Me too! I was arrested.
But code of conduct has changed quite significantly.
Apparently the sheep have a very active lobby, like the NRA. And they've...
The NSA.
There's a lot
they've
of money up in there.
The National Sheep Association.
Like, we will not be fucked anymore.
No.
Okay, we're sheep.
Yeah,
we're taking back the sheep.
Listen, you know,
Woolite has
scream.
Some fucking money, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
That pack.
Yeah.
Woolite's like, you know what, you
fight
fuckers.
That pack. That's some bullshit. What the hell? There wasn't no kind of...
Nobody?
Dormitory... I don't understand. When I was in college,
yes.
The one thing you could always get was some casual sex.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
No, would you like don't... to... You know, now that you've had Chardonnay, would you like to talk about any of that, Angela?
I'm just saying.
Tell them what
how was that?
Do.
How was that for you?
Yeah, tell us what you used to do.
What was your favorite?
I had a friend whose name I won't say. Oh, my God. Don't let me say it. And we used to... we had a contest for how long it would take one of us to pick somebody up at a party. So, not to say that you had sex with them all the time, but
no,
just to pick somebody up and
right.
Leave with them. Sex was like, you know, maybe like a tip, a bonus, you know, whatever.
Right, sure.
So,
yeah.
And I got to the point where, and unfortunately, this is how I've continued to hit on people, where I walked up to people and went, hey, you want to leave with me or what? Like, it just was just,
was that it? That's your whole pickup line?
It worked really well in college.
Does it really?
Yeah. Just like, hey, you want to leave? What's up? You want to go do something? What's
all right,
up?
Well.
And they're like,
listen,
yeah.
You're funny enough. I would have been like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
You just set parameters, you know, for what you're down with and what you're not real quick.
Okay.
In the intro conversation and then
you know,
safe.
It cuts out all the, you know.
Yeah, there's no, oh, you're pretty, what's your name? You
it
don't need
cuts
any
out
of
the
that,
bullshit.
You know?
Yeah.
You get past all of that.
Yeah.
The really meaningful stuff that you can forget with alcohol. That's, you know,
right.
That was my, I'm just saying, I don't understand what's happened to college students.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Where's the drinking?
There was a time in this
humans.
Country you
Thank
can walk
you.
Up to somebody and you could have some casual sex.
Yeah,
protected
I am my boyfriend. Sense. My boyfriend, which I know is funny, but my boyfriend in college was a USC football player,
mm-hmm.
And his dick. It
curved.
You're gonna need to
watch
this.
Yeah, it can't hit a curvature.
Right, curvature. Which I think was maybe just a divining rod for my future political aspirations. Not really my sexuality, but no, he had perinatitis.
That's more than a curvature.
Yeah. Right, no, right.
Curvature of the dick, like Bill Clinton.
Right.
Yeah. Does he have it too?
Yeah, he know what to do.
That's what her name said.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm liberal, because his dick bent to the left. Nice. I'm just saying.
Hello. And he knows what to do. Bill has you way before the dick comes out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Way before that.
I'm sorry? What do you mean by that?
Well, he spoke at a dinner for my mother, and I will tell you that for me, that he's one of those people, like Jonathan Richman. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's one of those people who's my favorite singer, who, I don't care if there's 4,000 people in the room, you feel like he's talking just to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing energy.
You know who
energy.
Else is like that?
Who? Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're like, he was talking just to me.
Yes, and he talks to you like he's interested
and
in every word.
And he remembers everything.
Yes. Gavin Newsom is the same way. I think Gavin Newsom is going to be president someday.
When I worked at Oxygen in New York, there were three floors of... Mm-hmm. employees when we were there.
Yes.
And I remember all three floors cleared out. I was like, "What's going on? Is it 9/11? Is there a bomb threat? Is there a fight?" They're like, "No, Bill Clinton is downstairs in Chelsea Marketplace." And it was literally like, ah!
He literally like,
three floors of women. Yeah.
Every single human being. Like, he literally did, I think, win by meeting almost every American.
Yeah.
Like, and he just, he's so, when he was going down the line and he met my grandmother, he like shook her hand and he put his arm around her. He was like, "You must be so proud of your daughter." And like, and she starts to cry. And my mother grew up extremely poor. She had, you know, six brothers and sisters. Her father died young. They were on welfare. She worked to keep everybody around. Like, it was, the poor stories are horrible. And every year we're like, please don't tell any, because they make us cry. Oh. And she actually, but there was a woman who started a group called Lay Pearls. And it was a group that, taught manners to the poor girls in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So she learned how to introduce her mother to the president when she was poor, and then literally got to do it. I cry, I can't even, it's hard for me to like not cry about it now. But like, when I think about the fact that this woman taught her these manners, and because of this, it's so interesting to me. Like, it's just, when you look at that, like, he has this power to really touch people. Yeah. Especially when you're in the room with him. And I know that people want to, you know, have...
Did you say womb or room? Shots.
Room and womb. Yeah. My womb is open for some Clintonian action. I don't know.
My girlfriend at the time was like, "I will fuck Bill Clinton." I was like, "No,
of course
you would."
Yes. Yeah, that's a pass.
Right. Yeah, that's the
my
pass.
My mother said
pass.
She
wouldn't. And I was like, please.
No, it's a little... For Happy Hour Podcast, very touching. But it's that moment of the night where...
It's Bill!
But my point is... I connect to what you're saying, because my dad's father was a janitor.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My father didn't come from money, and he was a self-made man.
Isn't that amazing?
And he was a Republican, but you were like... That was that time when we all sort of...
That's amazing that he was able to get, you know, to come from that to get to where he did. It's just amazing.
Right. Millennials, you're fucked.
You know, well, but then, you know, I mean, without a sex tape, you know, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like when I look at what it takes to get ahead now, it makes me feel old, but it does disappoint me, you know, because I'm like, that's beautiful and amazing to me.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is that I would have sex with Bill Clinton today, but I don't want to hurt Hillary because I love her.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I think we all want to go on record saying we would all blow Bill Clinton
absolutely
now.
For America.
But we don't want to hurt
Hillary. I'm married.
Hillary.
I could not blow him, but I'll tickle his balls.
Yeah, I'm gay. Okay. I'm gay, and I would not. Francis would tickle your balls, Bill.
You could, like, blow on them or something. Yeah. Like, blow them, but, like
right.
blow
on them. I do foreplay for him. I'd be like, like a little kind of
set up.
Just fucking with him, not really.
We're going to pretty work.
Francis will be the closer. You,
although I don't
God
think
knows
you
what you're going to do.
The mind reels.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I think Angela's the closer in this scenario.
Yeah, I'll close this.
Yeah, close that.
I need Hillary to sign off. I just love her too.
Yeah. I know, me too.
I put pocket warmers on my hands, make them nice and toasty before I touch the nuts.
You know what, Francis? You've had too much gin now. It's time for us to close.
On that note, a pocket warmer.
How can we follow
so that you?
You
don't touch his
what
balls with poke fingers?
Thank you, Chris.
Yes, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
So glad your child can't use the
Francis,
internet
you are a giver. You really are. You will not tickle Bill Clinton's balls with poke
fingers. Not with chin fingers.
You know what? Up till now, I've been disappointed. They have not been filthy enough. But thank you, Francis.
Yes, we solved that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. How about we follow you in a creepy, pervy way? Because everyone wants to.
Please call us. Follow us and Frangela Duo on Twitter and
phones ain't on.
We don't pay our phone bill.
Yeah, no. Just call us. We lonely.
Yep. Franchella Duo. Come on. It is us, too.
Yep.
It is. There's no intern or whatever.
You guys rock.
You rock. I have to fucking have a cigarette now after blowing Bill Clinton, theoretically.
What?
It was really good for me.
See you next week.
Yeah.